Unit 4, pages 66 to 67. Lesson B, Reading. Track 110, Life in the Ring. As a child, Emily Ainsworth loved the colorful world of traveling circuses. As she grew older, she also became interested in other cultures. Above all, she wanted to travel. England is a small country, she says. I saved up for years so that I could afford to fly abroad. Ainsworth had many part-time jobs to pay for her travels, even working as a toilet cleaner. She also began to learn photography. When she was 16, she had enough money to travel to Mexico. The experience changed her life. She fell in love with Mexican culture and was determined to return one day. As a 22-year-old anthropology graduate, Ainsworth got her chance. She won a BBC contest called Journey of a Lifetime. The prize of £4,000 went to the person with the most unusual adventure travel idea. Ainsworth's plan was to travel to Mexico to learn about the lives of circus workers. If possible, she wanted to become a circus worker herself. Mexico has perhaps more circuses than any other country. One of the smaller family-run circuses is the Circo Padilla. Soon after arriving in Mexico, Ainsworth met Padilla's ringmaster, Don Humberto. He invited her to visit his circus. On her first day in Circo Padilla, one of the dancers could not perform. Don Humberto asked Ainsworth if she wanted to be a dancer. 5 minutes later, Ainsworth says she was in a dancer's costume. She stepped into the ring as Princess Aurora. It was, she says, like a childhood dream come true. As a dancing circus princess, Ainsworth performed and lived with the other circus workers. As an anthropologist and photographer, she studied and took pictures of circus life. Most days passed in a sleepy haze, she says. But at night, the circus world came alive. Ainsworth now has a career as a journalist and photographer. Wherever she travels, she still feels a deep connection with Mexico and returns there often. I still feel like a part of that world, she says. Her advice to young people is to hold on to their childhood dreams. When you're 8 years old, she says, you know that anything is possible.
End of CD 1.